Another tough, hard battle against Glengad. You came out on top this time, distinct from last weekend when you were beaten by a goal to nil.
Yeah, well, I think probably this year we've been the two best sides in the league. It's going to be very, very close to every game between us. This is our fourth meeting with Glengad, and we meet them again next week. They've had the upper hand on us in the other games, but today we put in a really, really good performance. We changed it up a wee bit, and we got the goal that we deserved. And to be honest, overall, I think we probably shaded today and deserved to win.
So what different did you do today compared to last week?
We changed the shape a wee bit different today. And Thomas McMonagall came into the squad, who's a very high-quality player. Like Thomas and Cahill McElhinney today were absolutely immense at the back. But we had we scored a good goal midway through the first half. And we probably could have had another couple or two goals. We played really, really well today. We dominated possession most of the time. And we couldn't just put it away out of the road, which meant it nervy right up until the very end. And Glengad, being the quality side that they are, you know, you always fear that if they get a chance, they may take it.
You, according to Terence Hegarty, have won two trophies this year. Glengad have won two. You meet again, as you say, next weekend. It's all to play for. Can you do something that will bamboozle Glengad from next weekend's point of view?
Well, I don't know, and I'm sure the boys will try and emulate the performance that they had today, and I'm sure Glengad will try and up it. As I said, we've played that many times this season. There's been fractions between the teams, and just hopefully next week we can come out on top. But as for now, we'll celebrate this one. It's been a while getting a victory over them, and I'm sure the boys will have a good night tonight celebrating this cup.